Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Twins News Time 1:15 on a Monday afternoon. Broadway is coming back, and so is the famous tickets booth in Times Square. Joining us live on the 1010 Winds Newsline, Executive Director of TDF Theater Development Fund, Victoria Bailey. Victoria, always happy to talk about Broadway coming back. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's an exciting week. It's an exciting month as we take steps back to the Broadway we all know.
Yeah. Hey, same location for the booth?
Same location, same idea. Discount tickets, day of performance or the day before for matinee tickets, making it easy for folks to see Broadway at an affordable price.
Great. And you guys start when?
We open tomorrow at 3 o'clock. We open at 3 o'clock on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. And Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays are matinee days, as well as evening performances, and we open at 11 on those days.
Okay, and how can people who are interested in going check it out online and get all those times that we just talked about?
There's a TKTS app, and if you download, a lot of folks already have it, although they may want to refresh their memory, and other folks who don't have it can download it, and that gives you real-time information about what's available.
Okay.
So that's the best way to find out what you can get that day.
Can you give us, I know a few shows are back and more are coming back shortly. Can you tell us?
Well, what we're going to, I like to say that the booth is going to reopen as Broadway is reopening. I think at the beginning, we'll have a few shows. And then as more and more shows open, we'll get a fuller roster. I think we'll probably open tomorrow with the plays as well as some off Broadway. And I think we may have some musicals for the Wednesday matinee. The thing about the booth is you never know what you're going to have, what you're going to be able to get until you check out the app or you go to see us in Duffy Square. But we will, I think over the course of the next few weeks, you'll see an increasing number of tickets available to a wide variety of shows. And we look forward to welcoming everybody back, New Yorkers in particular, because I think at the beginning, it's going to be exciting for New Yorkers to be able to go back to the theater. And then as the tourists begin to come back, we'll get our usual mix of customers.
Yeah, and about that mix and about the physical mix of people at the booth, protocols?
Protocols, you'll see we have circles on the ground that people are used to seeing calling for social distancing. So we will be enforcing social distancing, you know, as you come up to the booth to buy tickets. The old days of four or five people on a line right up against the window, those are over. So you'll see more social distancing, and there'll be a variety of ticketing protocols. Some systems are going to be doing virtual ticketing. Some will be doing hard tickets. So it'll be a variety of things. But the biggest difference that the general public is going to notice is that we will be obviously spacing people out. There'll be more distancing on the lines. And the good news is that Duffy Square is pretty big. So there's plenty of room for that.
Okay. All right. Good to hear. And good to hear you guys are coming back along with Broadway. We thank you so much, TDF Executive Director Victoria Bailey.
Thanks so much.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.